We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. And if we can help you with your garden, the number to call, 800-259-9231. We'll work together and we'll give you a great look in the yard. You know, we've had a really, really tough summer. And it's not just where you live. The whole country has been messed up this year. Either it's been too hot, too dry. We've been on the opposite end. We've been too cold and too wet in the Northeast. And it's been from Maine into the Carolinas and all the way to Minnesota and into Tennessee. So everybody's had a really tough, tough growing season. So don't get discouraged. I know that you've done the best that you can. But this year, no matter what you did, the weather was working against you. But next year will be a different season, different problems, and hopefully it won't be the same as we've had in the past. Now, this is the time of the year that I enjoy the most, because you're in the fall season, there's cooler temperatures, you can get a lot of work done without getting overly tired due to the heat and the humidity. It's a great time of the year for dividing and for transplanting. And, you know, a couple weeks, you know, let things get through the various holidays coming our way and the kids going back to school. And then we can start to think about moving things around a little bit, dividing our perennials, thinking about putting in a bulb garden, planting fall mums, cabbages and kales. Now, you may not have ever heard of flowering cabbage and kales, but these are very unique plants. And it's a leaf-type plant. It's not a cabbage with a round ball. It's a cabbage plant with leaves similar to what lettuce would look like in your garden. And you've got green and purple leaf cabbages and green and purple leaf kale. Now, what happens with these two plants, and the nurseries may have a little bit of it available now. They'll have more after we get into September. But cabbage and kale, when the weather gets cold, the center of the plant starts to change color and it moves out towards the larger leaves on the outside of your plant. And you'll have pink, white, or purple coloration. And what's nice with cabbage and kale, if you live, let's say, in Providence, you don't get a heck of a lot of snow compared to where I live in Maine. You plant the cabbages and kales around your foundation of your house. You can put them in containers on your steps, and the cabbages and kale will give you color until Christmas and sometimes even later. They love the cold. The colder it gets, the more coloration the foliage will have. And usually what I try and do is on each side of my front door, I have a planter, and right now there's some geraniums in them. And when the weather gets a little bit colder, I'll pull the geraniums out, recondition the soil with a little bit of compost, and I'll put maybe 5 cabbages and kales, one in the middle and one on each of the corners. Get them fairly tight and close by so there's just one big mass of color. And I'll do one container with purple and green cabbages and the other one with purple and green kale. And it will stay beautiful until Christmas. And if you put them in along your walkway and things and you live in a climate that you don't get as much snow, you could have cabbages and kales in bloom until Christmas and beyond. So it's a great plant for that. And when you get sick of looking at it, cut it, bring it in the house, and make yourself cabbage and kale soup. Or you can cut one of them and use it for a centerpiece for your Thanksgiving Day table. So it's a great plant. It likes the cold. It's got a lot of color. It's very, very hardy. And it's just one of the few beautiful plants for the fall season. Now, with the fall coming, if in the past you have had a problem with animals eating your bulbs, tulips and crocuses are the two, and also some of your lilies, if you like the really fragrant oriental lilies with the big blossoms, white with pink dots and yellow dots and things, the really expensive ones, if in the past you've grown them and the animals eat them, what you want to do is this year. Buy your tulips, buy your crocuses, and while you do that, buy what's called Bobex R. Bobex-R. It's a liquid animal repellent. And what you do is you take a regular bucket, put all of your tulips in, dump the Bobex in it, and let them soak in it for 10-15 minutes. And the product will be absorbed into the tissue of the bulb. Take them out and then plant them directly in your garden. And if a mole or a vole or a chipmunk decides to take a bite out of it, it won't like the taste and they'll leave it alone. When you're done, take the Bobex, put it back in your sprayer, and then you can spray foliage of plants that rabbits or deer may be eating. But this is very unique product, and it's fairly new to the industry, and it's about the only way that I know that you can prevent rodents from eating bulbs that you're planting in the ground. But it's called Bobex R, and they have various combinations, but this one for the bulbs and for foliage works very, very well. They also have what's called Bobex G. And if you live near a lake or near a golf course, sometimes you'll have a lot of Canadian geese that will come in and they'll be all over your lawn and they'll leave droppings and can be a real nightmare. You can take this Bobex G, you spray it on your grass where the geese come, and it's wicked, wicked sour. And it's just like when you bite into something that's sour, your lips make a real funny face. The ducks and the geese, the same thing is going to happen. And they'll stop eating your lawn. They'll move over and go to your neighbor's yard. So there's a lot of good products. There's also a Bobex product. If you have a horse, the horse will sometimes chew on its stall, and they will eat on the wood. They have a product that you can spray right on the wood. And you can get that like a feed and grain store that will prevent the horse from chewing on it. Maybe if you've got a dog or a cat that's, not a cat, but a dog that's doing a little bit of chewing, you could put some of this particular product right where the dog is chewing and it will stop. So there's a lot of good things coming. And with the beginning of a new year, my wife and I will be going to 2 big trade shows. We're going to find some new products for you that will help you for next season. And we will find a product to take care of that tomato and potato blight. So don't panic. The main thing I want you to do with your tomatoes and potatoes now, pull all the foliage out of the ground, clean the garden, put the foliage in a plastic bag, and send it out with the trash to the dump. Do not put it in your compost, because your compost bin will not create the amount of heat that it needs to destroy the spores. If you put it in your compost, it's going to rot the foliage. But when you put it back in your garden, you're going to spread it and make it worse. So for now, clean, get rid of the old foliage, pick your potatoes, store them, but eat them as soon as you can. Don't wait until January, February, because they're going to fall apart due to the fungus. And that's the fungus that created the Irish potato famine. And part of the problem was this year, one major grower of the tomato plants apparently didn't sterilize his soil properly. And if you bought your tomato plants from the box stores, the three big ones, they had infected plants unknowingly. You bought them, you planted them, and when the conditions were right, it exploded. So, needless to say, there was a problem, and it's going to be solved. If we can help you, you give Jared a call right now, we'll get you right up. 800-259-9231.
Hard work you put in raking leaves all fall? Why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulched leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. Winter Guard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of Winter Guard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts Winter Guard, check out our new site at scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parrot Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Wow! All I can say is wow! Times are changing fast. Scary needles, laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Chuck on the line. Chuck has a problem with his cucumbers.
Chuck, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Tell me what's happening.
Well, you know, the good news is it's going to be nice this week, and my tomatoes haven't all curled up and died yet, but my cucumbers look terrible. And I'm assuming it's probably powdery mildew, and I've been hitting them with Serenade. The leaves, you know, from the base of the plant out, they turn gray and then brown and shrivel up, and it seems to be working its way right up the plant. Maybe I'm not putting enough of the product on.
Well, part of the problem, Chuck, is it's not that you've put enough of it; it's just that we've had so much rain, and this is a natural product. It's not a chemical that will last for days and days and days. This is something that's totally organic, and it's having a tough time with the cooler than normal weather, the amount of rain, and no real sunshine. One of the things that I love to do is I like to make pickles. And I planted my regular section of pickling cukes, and this year they just haven't done what they should. They were a lot shorter than normal. A lot of them turned to like golf balls instead of being nice and long. So I had to go and I bought some. There's a farm stand right down the street, and I bought a bushel of pickling cukes for $20. And I was talking with the man, and because I had to order them, and he said he plants 5 acres of pickling cukes, and this year, He's on his fourth seeding. That the weather was so bad that a lot of the seed didn't germinate. The ones that germinated were like stunted. And he really has had a tough, tough time. So because I'm an old customer, I was able to get a bushel of these pickling cubes. So I'll be making pickles on Monday. And, but what you need to do is make sure that in the fall, when you clean up the garden, that you pull all of that out and rake it and try and move the area where your cucumbers are going so that they're not in the same place. Because if little bits and pieces of your leaves turn brown and crumble and fall on the ground and stay there, when you plant cucumbers there the next year, that rotted piece of leaves is full of that white powdery mildew. And when the weather conditions are right, the spore that's on the surface will inflate, float up in the air, and attach itself to a nice, healthy plant, and now you've got the same process. So move it to a different location for next year, if at all possible. But a combination of wet, cloudy, and cool weather, it just went right through cucumbers and squashes. My squash, not as productive as last year, not even as close as it was last year. My pickling cukes, I don't think I picked up more than a couple dozen, where last year I didn't have to buy a bushel. That's how many, what the main difference is. And it's, if the air is damp and your foliage is wet going into the evening hours, powdery mildew is an airborne particle, like a spore, and it floats in the air, blows with the wind, and when it lands on a leaf that's wet, it sticks to it. And if it's the right type of plant, it will drill into the leaf and create powdery mildew diseases on lilacs, on tall phlox, on certain varieties of azaleas, like the X-berry varieties with the orange and yellows and the pink flowers. So for this year, just chalk it off. There's nothing that we can do. You've done nothing wrong. It's just that the environment is working against you, and you may be doing everything that you should, but Mother Nature has the final say, and you're losing this one, whether you like it or not. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North America. American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you could resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Maureen on the line. Maureen is calling about moving some plants.
Maureen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning, Paul. I have a question. I live in New Hampshire, and I'm going to be moving in the middle of October, and I'd like to move some of my shrubs and perennials to the new house. And I'm wondering if I need to get them right into the ground or if I can pot them up and put them in a garage.
Oh, you can start potting them anytime now.
Okay.
Pot them up. And, you know, the best thing for you to do, go to a nursery that you've been to before and they talk to somebody that you know. A lot of the nurseries that do landscaping, at the end of the day when they do their planting, they bring back all the empty pots. Mm-hmm. And there's a chance that this nursery probably has a huge pile behind one of the buildings, and he could give you some pots that you could dig your perennials. But dig them up, get as big of a root ball as possible, cut back some of the foliage on the plants by about a third because you're losing some of the roots, and put them someplace that's going to be shaded, because when you cut the roots, if by chance we get sun again and it gets warm, you want to put them someplace where they're out of the direct sun. So someplace shaded, give them a good drink, and then mix up some liquid food like Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest, and give them a good syringe of the foliage and saturation of the root ball, and that will help in the transplanting shock. Now, if it's a shrub that you're going to dig, the same thing. Dig them up, put them in a good size container, or if they're really big and you need to use burlap, you can buy that at the nursery. But for a shrub, what you need is something called wilt proof. It's in a green bottle, wilt proof, and you can get that at most nurseries and garden centers. And what you would do is you would dig up the plant, put it in a container, or wrap the ball with burlap, and then lay the plant on its side and spray the wilt proof on the underside of the leaf. Roll it over, do the other side, and then spray the top of the foliage and put it in the shade. And what will happen is the wilt proof will plug up all of the pores, especially underneath the leaf, and that will help to prevent water loss through the leaves. And because the roots have been cut, it's not coming in as fast. So you need to slow that wilting process. And then just keep them wet, put them on the truck. When you get to your new home, then plant them, you know, add some compost and things like that, and you'll have a great garden. Now, the one thing that I would do, too, also, is once we get into October or November, put down some bark mulch around all of your plants, and that will help to insulate the roots to extend the season where they can get established. So get them in. Put down a couple of inches of bark mulch right around each of the plants, and that will hold the heat in the ground for maybe a couple of weeks longer, giving the plant that much more time to become established. Thank you, Maureen, and good luck with the move. Jared, who's next?
Next up we have George on the line calling about tomato blight.
George, good morning and welcome to the club.
Good morning, Paul. Nice to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
I didn't plant my tomato plants until the second week in June, which I wasn't going to. I bought them and I was just disgusted with the weather. But then I had already had them, so I said I got to use them. So I pot them, put them in pots. Second week of June, and I didn't expect much of anything. But what happened? I listened to your program, and you were touting the Espinoma Biotone starter with the mycorrhiza.
Right.
And this call goes back to the young lady before me who spoke to you about mycorrhizas. And I'm just so interested now because of my experience with the mycorrhiza this year. I have tomatoes like I'd never seen before. And in spite of the bad weather, I've had no blight. And they had just beautiful. And what I used was that. I used the Tomato Tone by Espinoma. And I also used Tomato Maker because I have always had the N-Rot. And I hadn't experienced that. And I use Monterey Garden Insect Spray. And I've just had a beautiful year, and I'm so buoyed by this. I may go to Rhode Island with them.
Well, you come, we'd love to see you. No, this mycorrhiza.
I was so depressed. I wasn't going to plant them because of the weather, and I said they are not going to go anywhere. And I have got more yield. I had to top them. I topped them 3 weeks ago because they're just growing out of the bucket, and I'm trying to keep them, but they're just now falling over because of the weight of all the fruit on them, and it has to be the introduction of mycorrhiza.
This
mycorrhiza. The only thing I did different this year.
Yep, this mycorrhiza. I mean, I started to use it last year, and I have been so impressed with what this mycorrhiza has done, and that's why I've been talking so much about it. And, you know, one of the things I've mentioned before, I have two Crimson King red leaf maples on each side of my driveway, one on each side. And the normal growth of that tree is about 6 to 8 inches a year. And last year I planted a lot of perennials underneath it. And I put mycorrhizae in every hole. That was probably 25 perennials that I put under each tree. And this year, I was absolutely blown away when one of my neighbors said, I can't get over how much your trees grew compared to mine. And we went, got close to it, and I pulled down a branch. And some of the branches are 20 to 22 inches of new growth from that plant this year. My perennials are just enormous. So this is the future for gardening. And when I come back from the two shows in the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be telling you about some of the new products that are out there. But you're right, the mycorrhizae, the one thing that they told me, and 2 years ago I had a man called Dr. Mike, and his name is Abaruzzi or something like that. He's from Washington State, and he has spent his entire career as a college teacher visiting different parts of the world, finding mycorrhizae and trying to grow them. And he has found over 30 new varieties of mycorrhizae and that various companies are now using. And we had him on the radio, and he said what mycorrhizae does is it's a little bacteria. You mix it with your soil, water it in. It will attach itself to the root system of your plant. And every 30 days, it will double the size of the root system of your perennials, annuals, and vegetables. In shrubs and trees, it will increase the rate way above normal. And it makes plants a lot hardier, and it fights off diseases. And this is what's going to make our gardens a lot easier. There's a lot of things happening out there that you are unaware of, and I'm unaware of, and I'm finding these things out when I go to these shows. So continue to do what you have. I mean, you've done everything right, and the mycorrhizae, yes, the espoma, biotone and the tomato tone have the mycorrhizae in it, but there's some new types of bacteria and fungi that are coming out. And I saw it at the first trade show I went to. I'm getting more information on those, but there's some neat things coming out there that's all natural, it's all organic. And it's going to help you to have a better garden. And I'm hoping that there's going to be something that we can put on the soil that will get rid of the spores for next year. But I'll have some information in a couple of weeks. But if you'd like to get some information about the 2009 Best Homegrown Tomato Challenge, it's held on Greenwich Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island, September 19th. Go to this website, naturesweettomatoes.com, and they'll give you some information about that Stop and Shop. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a Saturday morning, and we're going to have a great time. So go to that website, naturesweettomatoes.com. Write down September 19th. And we'll have a great old time. And 920 WHDH is the station that's making it possible with the Stop and Shop. It'll be a fun Saturday morning. Thank you, George. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Pearl on the line. Pearl is calling about a rose mallow.
Pearl, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, hi. I love listening to you. The greatest guy.
Thank you.
I have a rose mallow. It's about 3 years old. It has a lot of buds on it. It's flowering. But the leaves are just like lace.
They've been chewed on.
I bought eight.
Yeah.
They haven't sprayed it onto the plant yet because it's always raining.
Put it on today. There's no rain in the forecast today or tomorrow.
Does it matter what time of the day I put it on?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Now, did you buy the 8 powder or the 8 liquid?
I got the 8 liquid, the spray.
Okay. Yeah. So just mix it up. And if you don't have a sprayer and you've got a watering can, mix it in your watering can and slowly pour it over the foliage of your plant. It's been a tough year. I mean, a lot of us have tried things. We put it on the plant and, you know, within 2-3 hours it's rained, or we've had so much rain that you couldn't get it on, just like you, because it rained day after day after day. And it made it difficult to try and stop these little buggers.
I know.
But my rose mallow, just like you, I mean, when you look at it from a distance, you say, what's the matter with that? And you get up close and you say, huh, that's a different type of leaf. It's all full of holes. But at least the flowers are real, real pretty. And what's nice about the rose mallow, I mean, it produces a flower 12 inches in diameter, and it will bloom right up until frost.
Yeah.
The flowers tend to get a little bit smaller, but from now until frost, you'll have the best looking perennial in the whole garden.
Now, another question is, when do you cut it back?
What I do with my rose mallow, it's a plant that the entire top of the plant dies once we've had a couple of frosts.
Right.
So as soon as most of the leaves have come off or the leaves are all yellow, I cut it to about 3 inches from the ground and throw everything in my compost pile. But I cut it down 2 to 3 inches and leave those little stumps there, because that is a plant that is very, very late in waking up for the year. And it's almost to a point where you'll say, well, I guess it's dead. And the second you do, new shoots start coming out around it. But mine are 6 feet tall, and it died right to the ground. So they're gorgeous. And with flowers, if you took your fingers and you spread them as far as you can, it's bigger than your hand. They're gorgeous. Rose mallow. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily, with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilom Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong at half the price. Fertilom's Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big saving. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilom.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Boni Products has the answer. Boni Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Boni.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to those phone lines to try and answer as many questions as we can. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Ellie on the line, who's calling about her hydrangeas.
Ellie, tell me what's happening with those hydrangeas.
Good morning, Paul. We love your show.
Good morning. Thank you.
I talked to you a couple months ago about my variegated hydrangea. It's an absolutely gorgeous leaf with the whites and the greens, and I told you that I had a lot of sticks sticking up, and you said to pull them all out. Well, I did, and my plant is about 5 feet high or more, but I haven't had one bloom all year.
Yeah, where do you live, Ellie?
In North Kingstown, Rhode Island.
Wow, geez, you would think in Rhode Island, because see, usually hydrangeas, when you get into Massachusetts, not Cape Cod, but Cape Cod area down into New Bedford, but all of Rhode Island, most of Connecticut along the shore, you should be able to have flowers on those.
Well, I've had them in other years, but I didn't have one this year. Not one.
Okay. Now, you did not prune it in last fall, right?
No.
Okay. What I suggest you do is, once you lose all of the leaves, I want you to take a piece of string, tie all of the plant's stems together so that your hibiscus, your hydrangea, looks like a teepee.
I do that
back
anyway
at the bottom.
Every year.
Yep. And then around it, and inside, if you can push some pine needles on the inside and put some pine needles up against the side of it. That will help to insulate it. Now, if it's really windy, get a product called Wilt Proof. It comes in a green plastic can. It's already mixed. And you just spray it right on the branches before you tie it. And that will seal all of the branches. Wait till the leaves come off. Spray all of the branches. Get them all waxy. Let it dry. Then tie it and put your pine needles. And that should help. Sometimes especially if we have a winter and not a lot of snow and a lot of wind, when the wind blows across the yard, it pulls the moisture out of the buds. And I think that's probably what happened, that the buds actually dried out with the winter wind. So put some Wilt Proof, tie them up, put some pine needles, and you should be a go for next year. Thank you, Ellie. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Jim on the line. Jim's got a question about Grubex.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jim?
Good. I have that Grubex are something from Vigoro that kills grubs, and I just have some Japanese beetles that are all over the place, and I have the bags out, but I was wondering if I can apply the insecticide.
You want to put it down right now. See,
right now.
all of the grubs, the grub is the next generation for next year. So above ground right now, you have the Japanese beetles, that coppery insect, and they're flying around and eating and mating like crazy. Each grub can lay 50 eggs or more. So if you see them on your property, they are laying the eggs in your lawn that's in the sun so that you don't have to use Grubex where it's shady, only where it's sunny. You want to put it down now, water it in thoroughly to change it from a powder to a liquid, and then the liquid will work its way down, and it will be absorbed into the insect, and it will kill the grub. And this is really the best time right now because the grubs the beetles that mated, that laid the eggs that were deposited during July are now hatching. And by putting down the product right now, it's the most effective time because they're little. If you wait until the spring, they're the size of your little finger. And it takes a lot of product to kill a grub that's that size. So Grubex is most effective when they're little, and the best time is August and September. So get it down, water it in for probably 15, 20 minutes, and that will protect the lawn for the entire year. I want you to have a great day, everybody, and next week we'll have more information for you about the tomato blight and more in the weeks to come. Bye-bye.